This show is brought to you by ERN, Entertainment Right Now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and we are talking about the Mom's Code with Eileen Wacker. She's a Harvard Business School graduate, and she is an author, and we are so excited that she's written this article because it's something that I think, you know, a lot of us have thought about maybe but haven't really talked about it. It's never been given a name. It's and I think we may have bro code envy, so I'm glad that we're looking at a Mom's Code. So now your second tip here is save another mom when she's drowning and let others do the same for me. Let's elaborate on that one.
Yeah, I think I think all moms, because we all want to do the best we can, but especially working mothers, once in a while we are just underwater because we're trying to have, you know, work for our team be a priority. We're trying to have our marriage be a priority. We're trying to have raising our children a priority. And, you know, being the best self that we can be in this, you know, hyper-competitive world. And once in a while, there's no end in sight with the grind, and things start to fall out of the water bucket. And so this one's about, you can spot it. When you know your kids, when you know a mom and you see, like, she has roots to her ears, you know, she's forgetting things. Take a picture of her child at the assembly that she forgot because she texted you at the last minute and said, oh, my God, I'm like the worst mother on the planet. Or I had another mom, and she was away, and she forgot she had a parent conference. And so she asked me, is there any way you can go in with your iPad so we can Skype this parent conference because I already feel like the worst mother. I never, you know, I'm not a room mom. I don't get to do all these things, but I could just use a hand. So that's what it's about, you know, recognizing that at some point I'm going to be drowning and let somebody help me, because that's very hard for women and moms to do, to admit that we don't have every base covered. And also look out for not just your friends but the other moms, because everybody's going to be in a landslide at some point, and we could really help each other out without too much effort or any, you know, reciprocity agreement that's complicated. We just do it because it's the right thing to do.
I love that. And you know, what happens is that you discover the kindness in other women, and you get the opportunity to be even more optimistic than you ever were before when you start to realize how there for you other women are. We have a group of moms that are on a group text. That there are a bunch of us who volunteer in different capacities at the school, but a lot of us are working moms, some of us aren't, but we all have different roles that we play in volunteering at the school. And I'll never forget, it was the middle of the morning one day, and one of the working moms had a complete panic, and she's like, I forgot to put $5 in my son's backpack, and everybody that day was bringing $5, and they were buying, you know, they all got to buy something special in their classes. And she was so upset, and she's like, I'm sitting at my desk crying right now thinking about him feeling so left out. And literally, as I'm looking at this, there were six of us who went into the office with a $5 bill to have taken to her son's classroom.
I love that, it
was everybody who was available was there to help her, and you know, it just really restores your faith in the common good of moms, and the fact that we're absolutely happy to support each other if we can. We just have to let each other.
Yes, and that is the hardest thing to do, because it's that keeping up appearances, because it seems like everybody else is doing it and killing it and their kids are great.
Yeah,
like, I should have this under control, when the reality is we all need a helping hand, and we could all, if we're together, I actually believe that the value system of the children that are coming out, everybody has a hand in it, but the moms have the biggest hand in it. And so we have to just band together, support each other, and just do that, because it's the right thing to do.
Yep, it's the right thing to do. And you know what I find interesting is when she took her ego out of it and reached out for help, who benefited? Her child.
Exactly.
You know, that's what we have to keep our eye on, is who's going to benefit if we're able to take our ego out of it and just admit, you know what, can't be everywhere at all the time, and I'm not infallible, and sometimes I mess up, and thanks for being there to catch me.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. And I'm going to do the same for you, and you know no matter what issues you have, I'm not going to be talking about you behind your back, because I just did that for you and your son because I like you guys, and I know that it's going to come full circle, you know, maybe not from you, but from somewhere else.
Exactly. And that is a perfect segue into number three, which is lessen the mama drama. And I know that everybody has had their fair share, or maybe more than their fair share of the mama drama. And we're going to talk about that too. So we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back to talk more about the mom's code with Eileen Wacker right after this. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and you are listening to Working Mother Radio. We'll be right back.
This show is presented in part by Benetrends Financial, getting funding for the life of your business. Visit Benetrends.com. We'll be right back.